This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, January 1. Love your neighbor as yourself. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 12. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked them, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. We learn many rules growing up. Brush your teeth, look both ways before crossing the street, always tell the truth. Which of these is most important? Jesus was asked a similar question. Of the many commands and regulations in the law of God, which one tops the list? Jesus didn't hesitate. Love God above all. And he quickly added the second: love your neighbor as yourself. And what kind of love does this refer to? In connection with God's love for us, this is unconditional love, totally gracious, generous, and with no strings attached. Notice especially that Jesus says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." This means that if we are to love our neighbors unconditionally and generously, we will need to love ourselves that way too. God doesn't make junk. We are created in God's image. We are His masterpieces. It's not just okay to love myself. God expects me to celebrate the person He created me to be. The golden rule Jesus gave us, "Do to others what you would have them do to you," is another way of saying this command to love our neighbor as ourselves. Loving others well depends at least partly on our capacity to love ourselves. Pray with me. Thank you, God, for creating us and pouring your love into us. Guard us against selfishness and pride. Help us to love others generously and unconditionally. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.